It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh my goodness. Like what? Caitlin Clark is just, she's from another planet. Iowa leads 75-65 against LSU. And Caitlin Clark is just running down the court, comes off a screen, and just knocks down a deep three with ease. Like, what are we doing here? Like, everybody has to be demoralized. Caitlin Clark, 34 points, 8 of 16 from deep. This is abusive right now, what she's doing. Anyway, it is the JR Sportby Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for everybody being locked in. Hopefully you're having a great Monday, a great Monday afternoon, a great Monday evening. This show gets started, yeah, every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm holding it down in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. We've had a fun show. Thank you so much to Steve Lapis, CBS Sports College basketball analyst, for coming through and joining us earlier on in the show. And we've had an opportunity to take a look at the Final Four this upcoming weekend for the men. North Carolina State taking on Purdue, Alabama taking on UConn. We've heard from Dan Hurley, which is always a fun thing, as he is trying to find any means in any way to go ahead and motivate his players. We talked about Zach Edey, what he could potentially do at the NBA level. We talked about DJ Burns of North Carolina State. He's legitimately getting some looks by some football scouts in the NFL. You know, yeah, may not work out in the NBA. A 6'9", 275 isn't necessarily an NBA player's body, but he's being looked upon as being a potential offensive lineman. I know that's going to be tough. We talked about Joel Embiid, reportedly set to make his debut, or return, I should say, against the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow. We just heard from Hassan Reddick, the newest member of the New York Jets. And then also we learned that Brock Purdy got himself a nice little raise from the NFL for outperforming his contract. And then in a few minutes, we're going to – damn it, I was waiting on Caitlin Clark to miss a three. She did. Just ridiculous what she does. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about another great basketball player in LeBron James. Hickey, Caitlin Clark is like – there's no other way to describe her. She plays like she's Steph Curry out here, man.
You know what's funny? After that last throw, I thought the same thing. She plays like an NBA player, where if you watch an NBA game, like any sort of daylight and they shoot it, like, oh, that's going in. Like, you give them any open look, it goes in. College, clearly, that's not the case. Much more inefficiency. But she is the outlier playing an NBA kind of pro-style game while still in college.
Yeah, she's on another level than the competition. She's on another level than everybody else out there. Like, they're trying to defend her, like, full court. She does not stop moving. She's a great passer. She just had a great pass. Great block by Angel Reese as well. She is just, she's on another level. She's really on another level. It's not a shock when you hear the stories from her dad about how she was growing up and she couldn't compete against the girls. She was beating them, and so she had to go out and play against the guys. Like, she is playing like she's played against grown men. And she's a problem. She's a lot of fun to watch. Right now, Iowa leads, as she went up and tried to put a shot over Angel Reese. And no foul there, 77-67. We will keep you up to date on the game as it comes to a close. There's only about 6 minutes left here in the game. LSU is going to have to go on a real run here if they want to advance in the tournament. Now, a few seconds ago, I had mentioned a return of Joel Embiid, which I found to be absolutely hilarious. Woj was on ESPN, and he basically said that Joel Embiid might return as soon as tomorrow against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I find it comical. I'm happy and thrilled that he's healthy. You don't want to wish injury on anyone. But it's Joel Embiid. The guy goes down. He's never healthy, never any problems. Meanwhile, we got a guy in LeBron James who is 39 years old, and had, I think at this stage, how can LeBron James have a game of his life? He had one of the games of his life. He had his best three-point shooting game ever. Last night against the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn, in New York, LeBron James and the Lakers won 116-104. LeBron James had 40 points. He was unconscious from deep. 9 of 10 from downtown. You heard that correctly. LeBron James took 10 threes and only missed one. LeBron James is not someone who's known to be a three-point shooter. He's obviously improved as he's gotten older. I mean, a knock on him early on in his career was that all he does is go straight to the basket. Well, as he's gotten older, we see a whole hell of a lot more threes and a whole hell of a lot of deep shots. 40 points, 9 of 10. Brooklyn was loving it. The Lakers were loving it. A matter of fact, the Lakers have won 7 out of their last 10 games. They got Gabe Vincent back, so the Lakers got a little bit of a swagger right now. And so what happens? 39-year-old LeBron James is in the locker room. First time ever hitting 9 threes in a game. Damn it, the fact that he only missed one is even crazier. And so what was he asked about? LeBron James was asked about how much longer he's going to do this with these amazing feats. And this is what LeBron had to say.
Not very long. Not very long. I'm on the other side, obviously at a hill, so I'm not going to play another 21 years. That's for damn sure. But not very long. I don't know when that door will close as far as when I retire, but I don't have much time left.
Yeah, we know this, man. Like, we get it. You're 39 and you're destroying everybody. You're still one of the best in the game. A little bit different if LeBron was washed up, but he's not. He's still one of the best dudes out there on the court on any given day, and he can still put up a performance like last night where he absolutely lost his mind. I can only imagine what it feels like to shoot 9 of 10 from threes in an NBA game, and LeBron James is not. He's not a three-point shooter. And so to see that is nuts. But the retirement talk, do we got to do this all the time? I feel like he's asked about retirement every other month. It's like enough already. I mean, it was a big enough story last year after the Lakers were knocked out of the playoffs by the Nuggets. And LeBron James just kind of tossed it up out there out of the blue at the end of the game. When it was done, he's just like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do next. Remember this?
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Oh, come on. That's what he said after they got eliminated by the Nuggets last year. After he told everybody for years, and this was prior to his son having a cardiac arrest, he talked all these years about wanting to play with his son, and that was the next goal. And then the next day, you know, he loses. And he's not talking about the loss. He's talking about his future. Like, what is it? What is it, a deflection? I can't let anybody know that I just lost a playoff series. We have to talk about my retirement instead. And then so what do we do, get punked? Because it was only about a month and change later that he's at the ESPYs. And he's letting everybody know, hey, by the way, guys, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be back. Listen to this.
I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
Oh, come on. Hickey, what are we going to do? He's going to give us a retirement tease in what, another 3 months?
That, and then probably, the only question is when he's going to announce it. But you know he's going to announce probably this summer. Next year is going to be my last year, and he's going to have a whole retirement tour, and that announcement's going to be a whole big thing. There's a lot more theatrics, a lot more drama to come before LeBron hangs it up.
Oh, absolutely. Well, do you think he only has one more year left in him?
I do. I know he was asked about it yesterday, so it's not like he's volunteering this information. But the fact that he's talking about retirement openly this much, I think says he realizes the end is near. And I also think at the same time, I think he's given up on the dream of playing with Bronny.
Hmm.
And I think maybe that was like, if you think about it, what else does he have to accomplish?
Nothing. I mean,
right?
he's playing for a championship. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers went on a run here in the West. If they're healthy, I wouldn't be shocked.
I do think if it's not the Nuggets, I do think right now the Lakers are the second team I would say that would come out of the West. With that said, I do think there's a big gap between them and Denver. And it's like, think about it. LeBron's, you said it before, he's missed only 10 games. The Lakers are still in ninth place. And AD's been healthy. So it's like, in terms of a championship, even though I do think that they, like, I don't trust right now the Thunder or the Wolves or the Clippers.
Too young.
Right.
Yeah.
They're, like, this year there is a path outside of Denver for them to make a deep run. But also, that said, they've been very healthy for the most part this season. At least their stars have been. And they are right now stuck in the playing game. They can't get out of it. And so it's just like, if, in terms of a championship, I mean, LeBron's no dummy. How good is this team actually?
Enough to get to compete, not to win. I don't expect the Lakers to win the championship. But I think they got a puncher's chance with anybody in the West.
And so I guess my point is, like, maybe this is the last good chance he has to win a championship. Right, but other than catching Jordan 6, he has every basically individual record you could possibly own. Like, his legacy is cemented. And, like, if the only thing LeBron was kind of playing for, if you will, was the chance to play with his son in a few years, I think whether it's, you know, how Bronny's played so far, maybe it was a cardiac arrest, like, he's definitely, certainly, we played the audio on the show, like, he's backed off the stance of his son being this great player and he's going to play with him. I don't know if it's the attention he realized he kind of put on him or the pressure, whatever it is. It feels like LeBron is slowly tiptoeing away from the thought of playing with his son. And so if you're not going to have that thought out there or you're not going to have that goal anymore, I do think if you're LeBron, it makes sense to hang it up sooner rather than later. And I feel like that's why after next, like, I think he'll play next year for sure. I think he'll make some sort of announcement before the season so he has a retirement tour and then hangs it up.
Yeah, I think, well, we know next year is the final year of his contract. LeBron James has the option of opting out. Not that I believe he will. I think he's going to collect all of that $50 million change and stick around with the Lakers. But I want to give him at least, I want to say, one more year, definitely. Are we going to get an announcement before next season? I don't know. And, he has softened on, you know, about his son, and a lot of that I think has to do with his health and the comeback from there. But he's not going to say it publicly. I think he wants to break that tie with Steph Curry at 4. I mean, he's the NBA's all-time leading scorer. What else is there for LeBron to do but just win championships? I think it would be important for him to say, man, I walked away with 5. Is it going to happen? I'm not so sure. I do know, I feel strongly that Trae Young is going to be a member of the Lakers next year. There's absolutely no reason, none whatsoever, for the Atlanta Hawks to keep Trae Young. They're seeing what life is like without Trae Young right now. It's not the worst thing in the world with DeJounte Murray running the team. And I never understood how that was going to work in the first place. You got two guards. DeJounte is a ball handler. He's a guard. You got Trae Young, who's a guard. Neither one of these dudes is a, you know, stand away and I'm going to pop and shoot. That doesn't work. They need the ball. They need to facilitate. And there's going to be a time, I believe, next year. The Lakers, they may have a good shot. They may have a very good chance. And I think that very, very good chance might come with Trae Young throwing lobs to Anthony Davis and LeBron James. You know, being able to take a little bit of a backseat to some of the ball handling duties. So, LeBron James retiring, staying, leaving. I'm going to give him a year or two. We've certainly heard him kind of pipe down on his son. A matter of fact, LeBron James, for all the talking and hyping up of his son that he did, I mean, ultimately, it's ironic. LeBron James was the one telling everybody, hey, lay off my son. And just let him play. You can't have it both ways. LeBron James letting everybody know we're closer to the end than the beginning. And it's like, yeah, LeBron, we all knew that already. Thank you for filling us all in. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It looks like things might be coming to a close here for LSU. Iowa leads 84-74. Is about 2 minutes, a minute and 55 seconds left to go in the ball game. And so unless LSU has some big-time threes and some major stops, it looks like Iowa is going to get a little bit of revenge against last year's national champions, the Lady Tigers. We'll give you an update on the game as it continues on. If you want to call me up, it's simple. The phone line is here. It works. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll give you an update on this game on the other side of the break. Might be done. Iowa is in control right now. And speaking of the break and champions, looks like we have a champion from the Kansas City Chiefs who's in a little bit of trouble. Well, he could be in a lot of trouble. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It looks like things are over here for LSU. Iowa leads 88-76. There's 58 seconds left in the game. Angel Reese has fouled out of the game, finished up her night with 20 rebounds to go along with 17 points. She suffered a leg injury earlier on in the game, and the offense pretty much went out the window. She finished 7 of 21 from the field. Meanwhile, Caitlin Clark lighting it up. She slowed down just a little bit as this game is almost out of reach, almost. 37 points for Caitlin Clark to go along with 12 assists, 7 rebounds. Caitlin Clark, 9 of 20 from the field. At one point, a few minutes ago during a stop and play, Caitlin Clark screaming into the stands, "Let's go." And then we also didn't just see the "let's go." Caitlin Clark's own teammates had to kind of calm her down and say, "Hey, let's focus and bring it in." 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brandon is calling from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is my first time calling. I've been listening for about 3 years now. I'm from South Louisiana, and I love LSU to death, but the way that they acted last year as champions really kind of didn't really sit well with me. And I think it's pretty cool that Caitlin Clark came back and kind of threw that back in their face kind of single-handedly, too, if you look at the statistics.
Yeah, I mean, well, everything she does comes across as single-handedly. Certainly Iowa coming back with a little bit of revenge after losing the national championship last year. Iowa currently leads 90-79. It's 52 seconds left in the game. I mean, this has already been the longest 2 minutes ever as Iowa has 3 timeouts left and LSU is done. And the Iowa fans are certainly celebrating. And now there's a lot of people who – this is just sweet revenge, Brandon. Appreciate you. You got anything else you want to share?
Yes, sir. I would like to hear your thoughts on the Pelicans' playoff chances because I just heard you guys talk up a 9 seed, and I'd really like to hear what your thoughts are on the Pelicans.
No doubt about it, Brandon. Thank you for calling from Idaho. Yeah, I don't have too much if I'm being realistic. There's nothing that I look at with the Pelicans that makes me go, oh, man, especially Brandon Ingram going down with his knee injury. The Pelicans are nice, but, like, what are we going to do? I can't sit here and say that I believe the Pelicans are going to win a championship because I don't think so. I don't think they have the firepower. I don't think they have the depth. And there's a difference between the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis versus those Pelicans. I just don't see that happening. 855-212-4CBS. Russell is here from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Russell?
Hey, Russell. Good to talk to you, buddy.
I'm JR. You're Russell.
There we go. We got it straight now. Hey, I just wanted to chime in on your thoughts about LeBron and his retirement. And I know it's coming up in there, eh? But all I know is my team is the Warriors. I was really kind of getting a little excited in the thought of him coming up and playing with them. What do you think?
When?
Yeah, whenever it'll fit.
Yeah, it's a little bit more difficult than that. LeBron James has an option to opt out of his contract for next season. He's going to get paid approximately $50 million next year if he opts into his deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know if LeBron James, and thank you, Russell, for calling from Idaho. It sounds nice, but I don't know if LeBron James wants to, quote unquote, you know, piggyback with Steph Curry. I don't know if that's what he wants at the end of his career. Now, look, we've seen wilder things. Kevin Durant decided to leave, and Kevin Durant goes out and leaves Oklahoma City, the team that beat him, and goes to the Warriors. I don't know if LeBron James wants to be a part of that. I think he just will probably want to stay in L.A. And I get it. It's a hop, skip, and a jump to basically go up from the Bay, from Los Angeles. LeBron James got plenty of money. That's not an issue. But I think he wants to be with his family. His boy, as of right now, is still at USC. We don't know if he'll stay at USC with the coaching change. And I don't know if LeBron is going to uproot things. I think it's better for him in Los Angeles with the Lakers. And I think the more likely thing is that they end up getting one of these point guards. And I think the point guard would be Trae Young. I think he would certainly fit in with the Los Angeles Lakers. And then, being the fact that he's the smallest dude out on the court on any given night, not the best defender in the world, I think playing for the Los Angeles Lakers with their size would certainly give Trae Young more cover than he has right now, especially one of the best defenders in the game in Anthony Davis. And so LeBron James moving on to the Warriors, man, I don't think so. I wouldn't bet on that one. 92-84, Iowa leads LSU. It's 25 seconds left in the game. Hickey, I feel like there were 2 minutes left in the game 25 minutes ago.
Yeah,
this is just where we're at right now. Basketball games, when you start thinking about seconds of time, it takes like a half hour to play 2 minutes.
That's why I'll throw a crazy idea by you. That's why I'm not opposed to the Elam ending.
Oh, no. I don't like that. I feel like that's gimmicky.
Because that hit at least eliminates the fouls. It eliminates the foul parade.
Yeah, you got to get to a certain mark at the end of the game and such, right?
Right, the target score. So let's just say, I don't know, for this example, it's 94-84. 100, first one 100 wins. If you're LSU, you're not fouling. So there's no reason for, you know, the last part of the game, you know, 2 minutes to take 20 minutes. You're playing it out like it's any other time.
Yeah, 94-84, 14 seconds to go. And everybody, we're just playing a foul game. I feel like Angel Reese she's been sitting down for the past hour, it feels like. It hasn't been that long since she fouled out. But this is just, this is taking forever. Caitlin Clark now with 41 points, 7 rebounds to go along with 12 assists. She has basically had her way with the LSU Lady Tigers. And this is, I don't know, 41 points is ridiculous. Yeah, we talked about whether or not Kim Mulkey is going to beef, you know, at the end of the press conference. She shouldn't do anything but just praise her Lady Tigers and show a lot of love to Caitlin Clark. That's pretty much where everything should stop. As LSU knocks down a three, it's 94-87. There's now 8 seconds left. Man, ain't no Reggie Miller comebacks here. So I think we can just, we could have called this one a while ago.
Where was the shot making for LSU, like at any point in the game before the last 90 seconds?
I don't know. You know, do you think that they were overly concerned? I mean, Flaje Johnson was getting busy. I mean, I'm looking at the box score right now, and she has 23 points. I don't know. Maybe there was too much of an emphasis on Angel Reese. She did have the bum leg, and she took 21 shots. Like, the shots stopped falling, and they fell behind. And then even though she's sitting out and has fouled out at the end of the game, Angel Reese still leads the Lady Tigers in field goal attempts. She took 21. The fans in Iowa, if there's one thing, they have been very demonstrative in letting everybody know that they are winning. Who was the actor you said? Was it Jason Sudeikis?
Jason Sudeikis is in the building rooting for Caitlin Clark in Iowa.
Yeah, he even threw up the the "You Can't See Me" to Angel Reese. He threw that up when she was when she had fouled out of the game. And so there's a lot of trash talk, as we all know. We know before the game, Angel Reese wanted to make it very clear that her and Caitlin Clark don't hate each other. And it looks like the Lady Tigers are basically, yeah, they're done. No more fouls. The game is over. 94-87. Caitlin Clark puts up 41 points in the victory. Iowa, they move on to the Final Four on the ladies' side. And doesn't appear that we're going to – well, we got the handshake line coming. This is always fun. There we go. Okay, and pleasantries exchanged. Okay, Kim Mulkey, a big old hug. And congratulations to Caitlin Clark. Everybody giving Caitlin Clark a hug. Everybody waiting to see Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. We may not, is Angel Reese standing there? We did see some players. Okay, a hug, a little whisper into the ear, and that's it. Simple as that. They don't hate each other. A matter of fact, we need a reminder. Let's take a listen to Angel Reese prior to the game over the weekend, reminding everybody, hey, me, Caitlin Clark, we don't hate each other. Listen to this.
I don't think people realize, like, it's not personal. Like, once we get out between those lines, like, if I see you walking down the street, like, it's, hey, girl, like, what's up? Let's hang out. Like, I think people just take it, like, we hate each other. Like, me and Caitlin Clark don't hate each other. Like, I want everybody to understand that it's just a super competitive game.
Super competitive game. The super competitive game is over. Iowa leads. A matter of fact, they don't lead. Iowa wins 94-87. Caitlin Clark puts up 41 points, goes 9 of 20 from three-point land, and it's wild.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody just driving wherever they're going. I don't know. Maybe you're driving to the hospital, too. Maybe you're driving to work. I'm just out here trying to have fun and hang out with you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's the number if you want to give me a holler. You just heard this from Pete McCarthy. I will go ahead and tell you as well, as we've been discussing this all throughout the night. Iowa wins. Iowa knocks off LSU, the defending champions. The final score, 94-87. Caitlin Clark finishes with 41 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds. She's 9 of 20 from deep. Angel Reese, looked like she tweaked her knee, her leg earlier on in the game. She still finished with 17 points to go along with 20 rebounds. She did finish 7 of 21 from the field. You know, after she got hurt, it appeared that things became a little bit more difficult for her in regards to putting the ball in the basket. And so the Lady Tigers are done. We're not going to have any more. Well, let me not say that. Kim Mulkey is known to say some wild things whenever she wants to. She had issue with the Washington Post. She had some issues with the LA Times that also put out an article. So I'm sure whatever Kim Mulkey says at the end of the game during her press conference is going to be a must watch. A matter of fact, Caitlin Clark, after scoring 41 points, she spoke to Holly Rowe on ESPN. Let's take a listen to what Caitlin Clark had to say. She was asked what led to her going off with all these threes.
I think just confidence, being confident in all the work that I put in, trusting my teammates. But we really knew it was on the defensive end. We knew we were going to be able to be fine on offense. We've been fine on offense all year. I think it was just getting stops and being physical. They rebounded the ball really well, but we weathered every storm. You got to give them a lot of credit. They had a great year.
You wanted to get back to the Final Four. You've talked about it all year. How do you describe this feeling in this moment, Caitlin?
This one probably feels a little bit better. It's my senior year with this group. A lot of people counted us out at the beginning of the year with the people we lost, and all we did was work really hard, and to get back here is really hard. This region was loaded with so much talent, and, you know, the job's not finished.
Go enjoy that confetti.
Thanks, Holly.
Job's not finished. You know, maybe it's because this was a rematch from the national championship. Hickey, it feels, I don't want to say it feels like things have peaked, but, yeah, we still have South Carolina. Obviously, right now, we have USC and UConn that are going at it. And so we got some big teams with some big players, but there's nobody bigger than Caitlin Clark and an Angel Reese. And so now that this matchup is done, I feel like there's a little bit of air that's out the balloon, especially because just LSU, they command and demand so much attention.
From like an individual perspective, right, these are definitely the two biggest women's basketball stars right now in terms of household names. But like if we're talking about, I don't know the bracket offhand, so I don't know if they meet in the Final Four or national title game. If we're talking about Caitlin Clark versus an undefeated South Carolina team, I know there's not one player you could say, it's Caitlin Clark versus insert whatever South Carolina player name you want to insert there. It's her versus an undefeated team. But if that's for like a championship, and if she is able to take down the undefeated almighty Gamecocks, I do like that to me is where like the peak is.
Yeah, that very well could be the game. So Iowa is going to take on whoever wins this game right now between USC and UConn. USC leads, it's early on, USC leads 11-6. And so then at that point, yeah, we're going to have the Final Four set. This is the last game which will determine the women's Final Four. South Carolina is already set up, to take on North Carolina State. And, yeah, it very well could be a matchup between South Carolina and Iowa. And you're right, Hickey. There are going to be a lot of people who are tuning in because people would want to see a godlike game. It's like, hey, Caitlin Clark had to go out there and drop 41 against LSU. What the hell would she go out there and do against the undefeated Gamecocks? It's like people would be looking and hoping for her to put up 50. I would love to see it. Like, everybody wants a good story, and Caitlin Clark is certainly delivering and has delivered a good story for the better part of a year right now. Speaking of South Carolina Gamecocks, Camilla Cardoza, she announced that she's going to be entering into the WNBA draft. And so a lot of these big-time players that we've learned about over the past year on the women's college basketball scene, they're going to be moving up another step. Caitlin Clark, no bigger name than her. Angel Reese is also projected to go. I think ESPN had her seventh as a projection in the draft. Camilla Cardoza as well from South Carolina. And so, this is good that we have the men's side popping. We have the women's side popping. And this is the best time of year for college basketball. It just seems to have a little bit more juice with some of the stars. And I think maybe a part of that, when you think about it, the explosion and all the news we have right now, I think it comes down to social media. You know, thinking about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and the interactions last year and a lot of the vitriol coming online, everyone has an opinion, has a thought. I think these are the elements that have really helped boost the women's game. You can look at social media as a negative in a lot of regards to how people express themselves, but there's some noise that's been created as a result. I don't think that we would have had this type of buzz without social media. You know, Hickey, I haven't thought about it that way. The thought just came to my mind, but I really think that the internet helped boost and hype this up a lot.
I agree. Again, their awareness is out there, and I think part of it, too, is you build on rivalries, right? So you have storylines that span multiple years, so the following only grows instead of, oh, you're in college for 1 year, or maybe just, you know, if Caitlin Clark went pro last year, it's you got that one matchup against Angel Reese and LSU, and now there's not a whole summer of buildup and revenge from Iowa's perspective and trying to defend the crown if you're LSU, but it's a different team because everyone left. Like, when you maintain, you know, that familiarity, that along with, like you said, the social media following, which I think the familiarity helps build that social media following, that allows for kind of like the attention that we're seeing right now, where this is a mega event in the sporting calendar.
Yeah, it also helps lead the beef. And if there's one thing that people like is people love a good argument, people love a good beef. Congratulations, Iowa beating LSU. It's something that they wanted to do for a year, getting a little bit of revenge. Is it the national championship? No. But Iowa wins 94-87. 855-212-4CBS is the number. Before we roll out, you know, it's time to tell you about something that took place this day in sports. This is April 1st, April Fool's Day. Hickey, did you hear any sick jokes? I didn't really catch any today, did I? Maybe I missed it.
I mean, there are a few stupid ones, but nothing that jumps out. I got, I forget what it was, a few years ago. And ever since then, I've kind of, any tweet I see today, I've stayed away from for the most part. So I did not get got today.
So, but yeah, but there were no fake retirements or anything of that, like, right?
No, not that I've seen.
Not that one. Yeah, it's good. April Fool's Day, it's come and gone with no major craziness, which is always nice. Let's go back to this day. April 1st in 1991. We know a team that's not here anymore. You can go ahead and thank North Carolina State on the men's side. It's the Duke Blue Devils. Because on this day in 1991, they won their first national championship. Let's take a listen, courtesy of CBS Sports.
And there it is. The first time I've seen Mike Krzyzewski smile. He knows he has that monkey off his back.
Final seconds. Jordan got the jumper. It doesn't matter. Duke has won its first national championship.
If you need a reminder, they won the next national championship after that as well, okay? And don't ask Christian Laettner how he feels about anything nowadays because he wants to take everybody's money away. We talked about that last week. Bobby Hurley was on that team. Grant Hill, Christian Laettner, and they went back to back. That's real nice of Duke. I know there's a lot of people who are happy that they're not out there right now. 855-212-4CBS. Jimmy is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, brother. How are you tonight?
Very well, man. Go ahead, please.
I got to give him props to Caitlin Clark. I've never been I've never followed this much ladies basketball. But to see this team that last year they knocked out the national champion in order to face LSU, and this year they do it again. They knock out the national champion in order to face the undefeated Gamecocks. And if I'm not mistaken, the only game the Gamecocks lost in the last 2 years was against Caitlin Clark. So I think the hype is going to build, and this is going to be a big, big game.
Well, absolutely. And you are not alone in people watching and paying attention solely because of Caitlin Clark. Now, they have one more step. There's not a guarantee that they take on South Carolina. First of all, South Carolina has to get by North Carolina State. And then Iowa is going to take on USC or UConn. Whoever wins this game that's on right now, that'll be Iowa's next stop. But, of course, everybody looking forward to seeing, you know, what Caitlin Clark can do and how far she could take things. She's like a one-woman gang out there beating up on everybody. Like, that's the matchup. That's the game. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Before we roll out, you know, unfortunately, this just we got bad news, okay? I'm sure by now you've heard about Rashee Rice. This is a rookie wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Really helped blow things up, or he got better as the season went on, looked to be a great target for Patrick Mahomes. He was involved, or his car was involved, in a car crash in Dallas over the weekend. And we don't know to what extent. There's a story about a Lamborghini and a Corvette that were racing and crashed. And so Rashee Rice is currently talking to the authorities, speaking with them. We don't know if he was in the vehicle. Those aren't the reports that we have as of now. And this ended up being a four-car crash at like 6:30 in the evening time in Dallas. And so I don't think I have to tell you, many of you who happen to be driving in your vehicles right now, just be safe. Like, you don't own the road. You're not the only person out there on the road. And I think it's an honorable thing just to be a little bit considerate, knowing that, hey, 1 second, one decision in a vehicle can change lives, multiple lives. Just please keep that in mind. And just don't think about yourself. I'm sure we'll have more information and news involving Rashee Rice and that accident when the time is right. Also, very, very unfortunate news today. Vontae Davis, 35 years old, remember him in the NFL. A lot of people remember him for how he decided to leave the game mid-game. Also, the brother of Vernon Davis was found dead today, 35 years old. I think it said the residents of his grandmother, they said that there was no foul play involved. I'm not going to get into speculation as to, you know, what took place. He's no longer here with us. My condolences to his family. We know the NFL is a hard life. It's a hard transition for players to leave. He most certainly left under unusual circumstances, and now Vontae Davis no longer here with us. I'm sure over time we're going to find out the cause and what may have taken place. Pat McAfee, who played with Vernon with the Colts, had some words to just say, hey, always remember to check on your people. You never know what folks are going through. With that said, much love and many thanks to you for listening to the show. Hickey, thank you for another good time, my man.
Likewise. This is a nice, fun Monday show.
Fun, fun, fun. We try to keep things fun. Congratulations to Iowa and Caitlin Clark. And then LSU, what we know of the team right now, is done. Angel Reese is moving on to the WNBA. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Because A, I said so. And B, Bart Winkler is coming up next. Y'all be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. Much love. Thank you.